Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Mirasi Shiyuchiyo. Schus chayecha v'fega bas minchai v'spas v'nishmas moras Esther bas chav Shmuel. Schus before Sigal Mir ben Gloria. Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel ben Yosef Halevi. Baruch HaBasach Ramos HaEdal. Rabbi Yosef ben Chana. Rus Victoria bas Tila Rovida. Moshe Peshner HaYisrael Moshe Mordechai. And we'll be discussing the international dateline from a tshuva of the Heilige Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lava Rebbe. So first to explain the phenomenon of the international dateline. This was explained, obviously there's endless literature about this, but there was a review of the literature in English written by Rabbi David Palmer in the excellent Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society in spring of 1991, from page 60 to page 83. So he explained as follows, that by convention, all countries of the world have agreed to begin each new day at midnight. Since it's not midnight all around the world at the same instant, the new day doesn't begin simultaneously in all places. So it's midnight in New York, it's 11 p.m. in Chicago, it's 9 p.m. in L.A. So that means that it becomes Friday in Chicago an hour after it does in New York, and in L.A. 3 hours after New York. Several hours later, it becomes Friday in Hawaii at the Hawaiian midnight. And several hours later, Japan follows suit. So eventually, Pakistan, Israel, France all begin Friday. After several more hours, it's going to again be midnight in New York. Does that mean that when it becomes midnight in New York, it's Friday? In other words, it became Friday, and then many hours passed, and then you get back to New York, and it's again Friday. When it comes midnight again in New York, it's Friday. Because it was Friday in New York, and it was Friday in Chicago, it was Friday in L.A., it was Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday. And you keep getting back to New York, and now it's Friday in New York. It's Baruch Hashem, New York has two Fridays. No. 42 hours earlier, Friday already set in. Somewhere we must stop saying that it becomes Friday at midnight and now say that it becomes Saturday at midnight. So it's universally accepted to designate as the international dateline an imaginary line that extends from the North Pole to the South Pole exactly 180 degrees from Greenwich, England. Although the halacha recognizes the need for a dateline, it has its own criteria for determining exactly where the dateline is located, which may not coincide with the arbitrary line accepted internationally. So, like I said, there's loads and loads and loads of literature today. You can go online, you can Google it, and you can go to Otar Chachma, lots and lots of discussions about it. Rav Menachem Kasher writes that there are 13 opinions. So we'll say over three of them. Rav Kasher has a sefer Kabbat Harich. Rav Kasher was a very out-of-the-box type Rav Posek Gadol. So he talks about a lot of these fascinating hot topics. So one of them is in his book, Kabbat Harich. So he says that since there's no explicit Talmudic source for the dateline, any arbitrary point is acceptable. So you can follow the universally accepted international dateline from Greenwich, England. Rav Frank agrees with Rav Kasher's conclusion. And his Tshuvas Har Tzvi. Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky is from Yerushalayim, one of the great Yerushalayim Rapaiskim. He says that the dateline should be located from Yerushalayim. Because Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim are the center of the world. Yecheskel Lamed Ches. Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. So therefore the international dateline should be located 180 degrees from the center of the world, from Yerushalayim. Chazon Ish says that the halacha considers the dateline to be 90 degrees from Yerushalayim, based on the manner in which many Rishonim understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and the Avchaf Amid Beis. So they interpret it as follows: if the astronomical new moon, the Molad, occurs slightly before noon in Eretz Yisrael, then the Beis Din may declare that day as Rosh Chodesh. If the Molad occurs any time after noon, then the next day is Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara further states that this is a consequence of the requirement that we can't declare Rosh Chodesh unless the newly sanctified Rosh Chodesh will last 24 hours. For example, if the Molad occurs in Israel 3 hours after nightfall on Wednesday night, that's 3 hours after Thursday, right, because the Jewish day begins Thursday, the Beis Din can still declare Thursday as Rosh Chodesh, because it's not yet Thursday in New York. Similarly, if the Molad occurs in Israel 8 hours after nightfall on Wednesday, then Thursday is still acceptable for Rosh Chodesh, because it's not yet Thursday in California. How long can we continue this pattern? The Gemara Shana Chaf Amud Beis designates noon, Israel time, as the latest time for which any locale has yet began the new day. Now noon is 18 hours after nightfall, which means that there's still a region in the world where Rosh Chodesh hasn't begun. And that is the farthest west we can travel. So the Chazon Ish, in an essay entitled Shmoneh Esrei Shos, concludes that more than 18 hours west of Israel is the dateline. And the next day, 6 hours ahead of Israel. So you have 18 hours west of Israel. That's the dateline. And then the next day, six hours ahead of Israel. So the Brisker Rav accepted the argument of the Chazon Ish. They said at the dateline 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. So the Chazon Ish says that Ein Mechalkin HaYabashos, we don't divide the continents. So if any part of a landmass falls within 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim, this entire landmass is considered by the halacha as if it was within 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. If any part of it is 90 degrees east, then all of it is. So the dateline confirms to the coastline. For example, though part of Australia is west of the 90 degrees line from Yerushalayim, all of Australia would still have the same halachic status of being in the same day as Israel. Practically speaking, Chazon Ish's opinion matches the international standard with regard to the major landmasses of Australia, China, and Russia. Other areas pose a greater problem. In summary, some argue that halacha accepts the internationally recognized 180 degrees line from Greenwich, England. Others say 180 degrees from Yerushalayim, other 90 degrees from Yerushalayim. Problem is Japan and New Zealand. They're to the west of the secular international dateline, but to the east of the 90 degrees line. So according to the Chazon Ish, Shabbos in Japan and New Zealand or observe them, what these countries refer to as Sunday. On the other hand, Hawaii lies to the east of the international day line, to the west of the 180 degree line from Yerushalayim. So Rav Tukachinsky rules that Shabbos in Hawaii should be observed in what is generally regarded as Friday. So this is very, very, very complicated. Baruch Hashem, we have great Gaonim who, without any secular education, no college, no anything, but somehow whenever a question like this comes up, they always have what to say. Amazing. So in the Chivas of the Eretz Tzvi, in Simon Mem Dalid, he discusses the various opinions, and he concludes that Miyachnis Rosh Rabbeinu Har Magdolim Dvaro Merach Shekavzeh, who can make express an opinion about this? Especially not a Yachid. Okay, there's nothing to talk about. This is a letter he writes to the Bacher HaMuflog Uma'oid Na'aleh Shapsai Ben Rav Avram Rappaport in Krakow. Asher Heyer, she said, Lo Kabir, Eskimo Umas Lachlok, Aschalas Oilam, Ir Greenwich, Asmucha Le London, Bekeven De Kadur HaOilam Nechalak, Lefi Mahalach Lechama, Leshin Samach Mailis, Alkain, Chokin Shin Samach Mailis, Oil Leshnaim, Kuf Pei LeMizrach Greenwich, Kuf Pei LeMayriv, Kuf Pei Shal Mizrach Nkori Mailis Mizrachios, Kuf Pei Shal Mayriv Nkori Mayrovios. So the Umos, the Goyim, have agreed that the dayline is going to be at Greenwich, which is near London. The world is split up, according to the movement of the sun, to 360 degrees, right? 360 degrees, a full rounding. I'm sure there's a better word, but can't think of it. And therefore, they split up these 360, 180 to the east of Greenwich, 180 to the west of Greenwich. Lefi cheshbon himself mizrach olam himself ma'ariv olam. The end of the east and the end of the west meet. Himself mizrach. Izen al ken iskimo. Asher sham haya kav achiluf kiluf hayom v'lechen nosnim. Mi'azian la'amerika derech yam. He says, Izian maybe means Asia, East Asia. And therefore, if you go from there to America, derech Okeanos, the Atlantic Ocean, so then you can go back to the previous day. That's on the way from From Asia to America and the other direction, you go forward. So there has to be a time, and like he says, where the day goes from one day to the next, as we explain. And he discusses this not too long, just almost two columns, where he concludes that this is a great pat machlokas. It's not our position to, our place to decide. And these are things that the personal, this person speaking right now, i.e. myself, are not experts in any stretch of the imagination. This is one of those topics that I feel is above me, so I won't go into it. But now he gets into the more practical halachic side. You don't have to keep Shabbos going. Maybe מערך המקום ששבס קודש עם חשך, לצד השני ששם עדיין ערב שבס עם חשך. So you could do a shtick to make sure that you have no Shabbos. You're in a place where it's Erev Shabbos. It's Friday. And then right before it turns into Shabbos, he jumps to the other side of the dateline. Making it Friday. And you can also have two Shabbases. In a certain place, it's Shabbos. And then you jump back to the place where it was a day before. And now it's Shabbos. So you can have, theoretically, 2 days where it's neither of them are Shabbos, you're avoiding Shabbos. Or like the Mishnah Halacha says, it's Shuvah, where you're flying in an airplane, and you just keep avoiding, it's before Shabbos, and you just keep avoiding Shabbos. It just keeps getting earlier and earlier, or you're going in the direction where it's getting earlier, so you avoid Shabbos if you're flying fast enough. So, can you avoid Shabbos? Make sure there's no Shabbos, or have two Shabboses. Ach nestapek imotu lafkia atzmai koidem hazman k'mishu b'derech v'choyka koidem chatzis potem mikaris. You had a suffix, if it's mutter to be mafkir yourself, to remove the obligation of Shabbos from yourself. Like somebody who's b'derech v'choyka before chatzais, he's patur mikaris, even though he could have gone in on chatzais. Rashi writes in Pesachim, Sam, Tessa, and Rav, right? One is only chayav karis if he's not b'derech v'choyka, but if one is b'derech v'choyka, even if he has the opportunity to go earlier, he's far away from Yerushalayim as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned. Even if he could have not been B'derech V'chayka, he could have been close enough that he would have been obligated. If he wasn't, then he's not Chayav Karis. So just like you don't have to, you can avoid the Karban Pesach, and you also avoid Shabbos. Yinei Bavnei Neza or Achayim Simen Shin Chof Aleph. He writes, "Asur min haTorah lafki atzmo na mitzvah gam lufnei hazman mitzad shvuos hal Sinai." You're not allowed to preclude yourself from doing a mitzvah even before the time comes. You're not allowed to be mafkia yourself. There's a sefer called Shiras Yitzchak, where he has a great arichus in this. And there's a lot of svarim talk about this: being mafkia yourself from a mitzvah. And there are many scenarios, many ways of doing this. Is it b'chal permitted? So the Avnei Nezer says, no, you're not Torah, you're not allowed to do because you have a Shavuos Har Sinai. You have a Shavuos Har Sinai not to remove yourself from the mitzvah, but when it comes to Derech HaChokah, you're putting the karis. There's no karis in the Shavuos Har Sinai that you're going to keep the Torah. Karis doesn't apply to this. You can look there on the Tshuva of Avnei Nezer. Simen Shin Chof Aleph, if I'm awaiting anxiously for someone to put out an Avnei Nezer, an annotated, footnoted Avnei Nezer, to make it more accessible to the Avnei Nezer. Is not an easy sefer. So write Hearas and Biurim, be amazing. A Koponim, he says that you're not allowed to be mafkir yourself from a mitzvah, just there's no chiyuv karis. So when it comes to Derech HaChokah, there's no karis. However, one could add, the Kasher Klover was the Chatalmid from the Avnei Nezer. So we're dealing here with two incredible Goyne Olam. So, Hayamokam loymar dahinu dafka hasim b'haguf hazman mechuyev b'pesach el shen yachal lekayim chiyuva. Okay, nik yisur day raisim hashen kemini dan shagam shloya chiyuv klal. So he makes a chiluk when it comes to Pesach. There the problem is that there's still a chi of Korban Pesach. So this person happens to be Pater. But mitzad the time, this is the time to bring the Pesach. So therefore, you should do what you can to bring the Pesach, because this is the time to bring the Pesach. Karis there isn't. But you should do what you can to bring the Pesach. If you could have been in the place where you'd be obligated, you should do so, because that's the right thing to do, because now the Korban Pesach has to be brought. But if you're in a time zone where it's Bechal not Shabbos, so then you didn't do anything wrong. It's not even Shabbos. Since it's not Shabbos, you didn't do anything wrong, Bechal. For you, it's Friday. So let's say somebody's in a Friday zone, he's in a Friday zone, he's in a Friday zone. And then the second Shabbos hits, he jumps to a place that's a day ahead. So it's Motzei Shabbos. He missed it. So he didn't do anything wrong. It's like a person can be in a Shabbos zone, a Shabbos zone, a Shabbos zone. And the moment Motzei Shabbos hits, he jumps to the day before. And then it's Friday. And then it's now Shabbos has just started. But as far as a person who's in a Friday zone, Friday zone, Friday zone, and then Shabbos hits and he jumps to the place where it's a day ahead, so he didn't do anything wrong, because he was never in the Shabbos time zone. And it's like somebody doesn't wear a four-corner garment, he's not chayv in tzitzis. And one's only punished for that, but Idna Derischa, in a time of anger, like we find in Menachos, beginning of Parakat Cheles. Achlanias Daiti Milsa Chadito. So I'd like to say something new. That on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafkia yourself from Shmiras HaShabbos. Because even before the time, because it says in the Mechilta, brought in the Ramban in Parashas Yisro, Zachar ad shelo tavo, Shamor misha tavo. What does it mean, Zachar? Zachar means remember Shabbos before it comes. What does it mean, Shamor? Shamor means when it comes. So you see that even before Shabbos comes, there's already an essay of Zachar. Shamor Shabbos when it comes. You have to remember, you have to already plan out for Shabbos when it's going to come. And it's not like other mitzvahs essay that before this man there's no chiyuv yet. Like we once saw tshuva in the Devar Yehoshua of the great Gaon Rav Yehoshua Ehrenberg, where he says this idea that talks about this idea of getting yourself out of a chiyuv mitzvah. It's very, very long. B'chal, the Devar Yehoshua is very long tshuvas. So that makes them so amazing. He's such a big Talmud Chacham. In any event, so when you talk about a mitzvah that you're not chayvin yet, so that you can exclude yourself from, maybe. When you talk about a mitzvah that's like Shabbos, you have to be planning for it during the week. So you can't avoid it. You have a chiyuv all week long to make sure that Shabbos comes. There's already a chiyuv Shabbos all week long. Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsha. Zachar Ad Shelo Tova. Actually, interesting, the word shamor means v'aviv shamor es hadover. Shamor means to guard, it also means to anxiously await. So you have to anxiously await Shabbos even before it comes. Even on this Medrash, it says Shomer means Mishatova. And the Zachar is Anshalatova before it comes. Ulai Zekav Anasateras Kohanim Shabbos Ein Hetu Lissuro Hainu Shaloila May Nifka Mimenu Chiva Shabbos Lashamra Kshiyavo. When it says that there's no heter for Isur Shabbos, it means you always have to wait for Shabbos. There's no way to get around it. And a little bit of a raya from this is from the Kasha of the Nemukei Yosef, famous Kasha, Perek Beis of Bava Kama, that if you hold the Isha Mishum Chitzov, you hold that the fire that you light is like an arrow. It's like you're shooting an arrow. So every second the arrow is going, it's like you're shooting the arrow. You're not allowed to light a fire on Erev Shabbos because it turns out you're being Mechal Shabbos. It's before this man, there's no chiyuv. I mean, how can you be Mechal Shabbos before Shabbos? There it is that on Shabbos there's an obligation to keep Shabbos even before Shabbos. To make sure that Shabbos is going to be kept. That means don't light a fire, Isha, I mean, and you're allowed to. But that means Isha Mishum Chitzav. If you say Isha Mishum Chitzav, then you have to make sure not to light the fire for Shabbos, because then it's going to be as if you're lighting it on Shabbos. You have to make sure to keep Shabbos even before Shabbos. And you're allowed to, but that was his kasha. And you also have to make sure to avoid the Shabbos time zone. Not to be in a place where it's Friday, 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 and then pooked when Shabbos comes in, you jump a day ahead to the other side of the dateline. This way you're avoiding Shabbos. That's the first leg of our journey. And Moreno Rabbeinu discusses various other scenarios and afternoons. And as always, it's mamish Me'ir einayim mesamechet halev. So hopefully we'll be zechut to continue. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.